Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners around the globe, this is John Edmund again, podcasting from the Limpopo province of South Africa. This month, I've been talking about persecuted and endangered animals. Every one of these animals, no matter how big, no matter how small, every one is so important for our ecology, which is likened to the health of our beautiful world. This week, I'm going to talk about a very endangered animal called a pangolin. In Afrikaans, itemagog, and many different names in African languages. It's also known as a scaly anteater. This is the most trafficked animal in the world and is fast diminishing. And I'll tell you why later. These unusual animals occur in Asia and in 15 countries of sub-Saharan Africa. And the reason they are so unusual is that they are the only animals in the world that have scales. And no, they are not reptiles. They are warm-blooded animals. There are about 3 or 4 species in Asia, and here in southern Africa, there are about 4, namely the white-bellied pangolin, the black-bellied pangolin, the ground pangolin, and the giant ground pangolin. I won't go into the genera and scientific names, but they are the family Manidae. To describe a pangolin, I would say it looks like in shape like a miniature dinosaur. It mainly walks on its hind legs, but sometimes on all fours, and has a small pointed face with no external ears. Its tail is broad, long, and powerful. This is used for climbing trees and when there's fighting among the males. The upper body and the tail are covered with hard, sharp scales, which are made of keratin, as I said, the same as fingernails. Their scales overlap like tiles or slates on a roof and actually remind me of pine cones, even in colour. Each scale develops from a separate flap of skin, and as they wear out, they are replaced like crocodile's teeth. Throughout the pangolin's life, they have the same amount of scales. These scales make up 20% of its weight, which, depending on the species or subspecies, ranges from 1.5 kilograms to 33 kilograms. That is 3.5 to 73 pounds. They grow to a length of about 1 meter. That's about 3 feet. This harmless little creature has no teeth, but it has a long tongue like a chameleon, which can, depending on the animal's size, be as long as 40 centimeters. This tongue is connected to its pelvis and is covered in mucus, onto which ants and termites stick when, as the name implies, it feeds on ants. The scaly anteater. The food goes into the pangolin's gizzard-like stomach, which contains sand and small stones that, with the movement of the body, helps digest the prey. The natural lifespan of this little creature is quite long, 12 to 15 or 20 years, that is, if it does not get killed or poached, which I will describe and discuss later. They are very quiet little animals and make a soft snorting noise. The males sometimes make a sort of a toot-toot. The gestation period is about 3 to 5 months, and usually only a single baby is born, but sometimes 2 or 3. Babies are called pango pups and are born in burrows or old ant bear holes. The Asian species prefers hollow trees. After about 3 weeks, they emerge and ride on the mother's tail. They stay with the mother for about 6 months. These little things are nocturnal and solitary. Personally, I've only seen 2 in my life. Their eyesight is poor, but hearing, good. And the sense of smell is sharp. A strange thing about the pangolin behavior is that, like some birds, they allow termites to get under their scales, as some birds do, under their feathers. These insects eat away parasites, and after a while, these little beasts go down to a river and roll around in the water and have a bath and flush out the insects, just like a bird does in a bird bath. The pangolin's underbelly is quite tender, with a few hairs, but it does not seem to be susceptible to insect bites. You might ask, why are they called pangolins? Well, pangolin is a Malayan word for roller. And why roller? Well, when it's threatened, it rolls itself into a ball and clasps itself together with its powerful tail. Very difficult to unroll. Its sharp scales protect it from predators. And in Africa, they are hunted by lions, leopards, and hyenas. And when threatened, they sometimes give off a pungent smell like skunks do, but they don't actually spray. But of course, their biggest predator is man. You see, the demand for their scales and meat in China and Vietnam is driving them to extinction. In the East, there is no ban on the use of pangolins. And in Chinese traditional medicine, their scales are said to be a cure for anything from cancer to asthma. The scales are boiled from the body of the poor little creature, and the meat is a delicacy and is believed to be good for kidney function. The scales are also used in fashion, necklaces and the like. You won't believe it, but a couple of million pangolins are poached every few years from Africa. That's scary. And you may ask, why can't they be kept in captivity, in protected areas, or kept as pets? Well, although they are affectionate little creatures, and when they relax, they can be handled. They are very particular what termites and ants and larvae that they eat, so they can't really be kept in captivity successfully. The prey has to be alive. As I said, in the East, the power and belief in traditional medicine is unstoppable. And what about here on their home soil in Africa? Their body parts can be found in muti or medicine shops. Traditional beliefs vary from tribe to tribe and are inconsistent. Some tribes say they keep lions and witchcraft away. And some tribal women believe that if they kill a pangolin and bury it near the home of the man they desire, it will give her power to attract the man and give her power over him. Other tribes believe they are a bad omen, will bring drought and bad times, and kill them on sight. In Zimbabwe, some tribes believe that where pangolins hunt and eat ants, gold can be found. Whatever, folks, Chinese or Eastern beliefs, positive and negative, African beliefs, the demise of the pangolin is yet another crime of mankind against the ecology and security of the health of our planet. If it goes extinct, termites and ants will not be naturally contained, as they should. It might seem small and insignificant, but it would be a huge loss of a most beautiful, unusual, peaceful, useful, vulnerable, and unique creature of our planet. I say bravo for all the ones who care, and there are many Chinese folk and some high-profile people who actually do care, like Jackie Chan. My humble contribution to the cause is all I can say in words and music, with my song Stand for the Pangolin. Keep going, all you passionate conservationists. Together we might raise awareness and stop the senseless killing of the pangolin. I'll be signing off now and talk again next week. Till then, keep an eye on my website. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to hear or download the song Stand for the Pangolin, it's on most popular music platforms. In the meantime, stay safe. May peace be with you. Cheerio, tot ziens, salagashle, and very importantly, svaka naka.